Hear the word of the Lord. Psalm 51:5. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. Romans 3:10. There is no one righteous, not even one. There is no one who understands, no one who seeks God. Romans 5:12. Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, and death came to all men because all sinned. Romans 8:7. The sinful mind is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those controlled by the sinful nature cannot please God. In Ephesians 2:1, as for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins. We have absolutely nothing to offer God. There is nothing within us because of our sinfulness that we have to give God. Yet we who have nothing to offer God have been blessed by God. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, they'll be comforted. Blessed are the meek, they'll inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, they'll be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. We who have nothing to offer God are blessed. We are blessed to be part of his kingdom. We are blessed to have the comfort of the gospel. We are blessed to have the righteousness of Christ. We are blessed to be called children of God. And in light of all these blessings that God has given to us, Jesus now goes on and he says, you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. You are salt and you are light to a world that sits in bitter darkness, that has this world that has itself nothing to offer God. This world that without God's blessings is nothing at all. But we are salt and we are light in this world. And to be salt and light in this world is to be able to live out our life in such a way that others also see the blessings in which has been given to us. To be salt and light in this world is others seeing how when we fall short and we sin, we know that there is forgiveness in the name of Jesus Christ, that we have assurance in eternal life after we leave this earth, that there's assurance when there's death, that we mourn, but we mourn with hope, knowing the everlasting life and the resurrection of the body. All these blessings that come to us. And as we live out our lives, we do so as salt and light for others to see. Now, as you live out your life, there are many voices who want to speak into your world, into your life. For example, there are voices that will say to you, no, you are not part of the kingdom of heaven. Voices that will say to you, there is no comfort in the gospel. Voices that will say to you that, oh Christ, there is no righteousness in Christ. He has nothing to offer us. Voices that will say to you, you are not the children of God. Do not listen to those voices. Listen to the word of God and the voice of God. You see, the kingdom of heaven is yours. The comfort of the gospel is yours. The righteousness of Jesus Christ is yours. You are the children of God. You are salt and light. You are salt and light to a world that has nothing to offer God. Yet God has everything to offer the world. So as you go forth being salt and light to the world, you go forth doing that. As you live out your life and other people see how you live out your life, rejoicing and celebrating in the blessings in which God has given to you, and being salt and light to this world that is very bitter and dark at times, but you go forth being salt and light so that others may also rejoice in the blessings of our God. In the name of Jesus, amen.